Can you help keep Bob Enyart on the air for another year? I know you can do it. Every subscription, we're giving away Bob's brand new video on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Have you ever wondered what happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Have you ever wondered why it is that God put that tree in the midst of the garden? I've wondered a lot of things about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Bob's brand new video version of his insightful teaching on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is free for anyone who subscribes to any of our monthly subscriptions. Folks, I know you get a lot out of Bob Enyart Live, and it's time to pay a little bit forward. Help keep Bob Enyart Live on the air. Call us up or go to kgov.com, subscribe to one of Bob's monthly teaching series, or just make a donation, $5, $10, $5,000, $10,000. It's the Bob Enyart Telethon. We need your help to keep on the air. God bless you.
Warning, warning, there's truth up ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyart.
And greetings to the brightest audience in the nation. I am not Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and known affectionately in some circles as America's most popular, self-proclaimed right-wing, religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. I'm Doug McBurney, sitting in today for Bob as the forces of darkness descend upon Denver. Don't touch that dial. Bob will be back. He'll be in about 5 minutes. He's in the executive suite being attended to by his personal hairstylist. We're at gel application. Gel is being applied. We wanted to make sure that Bob looked his best for the show today. He'll be in about 5 minutes. But as the forces of darkness descend upon Denver, we have Elliot Spitzer is going to be in town tonight. Cecile Richards from Planned Parenthood will be in Denver tonight. Mitt Romney will be in Denver. And Barack Hussein Obama will be in Denver. I forget why those two are coming. But for an update on that, let's go to one of the organizers at Personhood USA. I want to welcome into the studio Susan Sutherland.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Doug.
Well,
good
welcome,
to be here.
Susan.
Great to be here. And when you talk about the forces of darkness, I can hardly envision it getting any darker.
It's going
after,
to be
after that list.
It's going to be pretty dark tomorrow.
That's quite
tonight
a list.
Going into tomorrow. Yeah, indeed.
Yes.
But Susan, you are preparing for the big debate, the big debate that's going on at Duh.
That's right.
I saw it on the web. It said, go to Duh.
Go to Duh. Okay, that's also known as DU.
Oh, that's
okay,
DU.
So we'll call it DU.
So what's happening, Susan? What are the forces of light going to be doing to combat the forces of darkness?
Well, we've got a couple things going on, Doug. And real quick, I'll tell you about Personhood Colorado and Colorado Right to Life have secured a booth at an event going on at DU. It's called Issues Alley. We have a booth there. We've got five folks who are going to man that booth, and we're going to hand out all kinds of literature, pro-life literature.
All right.
And we will be talking to as many people as we possibly can.
So you're going to be open to engaging in debate.
Absolutely.
Face-to-face debate.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
We will. And so it's going to be a great time. We will be there. Issues Alley is in the afternoon, 3 to 6. That is actually not open to just the campus and anybody who wants to come wandering in. You do have to have tickets. So that's one thing we will be doing, just to engage the culture for the day. Now, where we need help tomorrow.
You need help.
We need help.
All right, the forces of light need help, folks. Grab a pen
grab
a piece of paper and write this down.
Right. We will be a presence down there near the campus at University and Evans.
University and Evans.
Tomorrow morning, we'd love for as many people to come out as possible at 11:30. Really, we're going to be there all day, and we've got signs. We want folks to come out. We'll hand you a sign. They're lovely, fabulous signs. Not a problem. These are just some Personhood signs, which have a beautiful little preborn child on them saying, Personhood for all, no matter how small.
Oh, I like that.
Great signs, but we want to be a force. We want to be a presence. We want people to see our message because, let's face it, here in Colorado, and with the debate with Romney and Obama being here tomorrow,
yeah,
we know that the issue of personhood is going to come up.
Well, we certainly would hope so.
We know it will. We feel positive about that message coming up. So we want the folks everywhere all over the area tomorrow to have personhood on their lips.
All right. So it's 11:30 tomorrow, which would be Wednesday.
Yes.
Before the big debate.
That's right.
11:30, we're going to be huddling and massing at University and Evans.
Correct.
To carry signs and to carry the message of personhood to all the filthy, unwashed heathens that will be gathered at the Duh campus.
Them and anybody else who gathers there.
We
do want also the saved Christians who are a little confused about this issue.
There are some that are
so many. You know, they claim to be pro-life, and we believe that, you know, they believe that they are pro-life.
Sure.
But so many of them have exceptions. And if you have an exception to the issue of being pro-life, being a personhood supporter, that means every single baby, no matter what the situation is, every single preborn baby is a wanted baby.
That's right.
And one of the things has value.
One of the things that Colorado Right to Life has been advancing for many, many years now is the fact that it was the exceptions that got us where we are today.
Exactly.
Unlimited abortion on demand through all 9 months of pregnancy. 1 million children or more killed every year. And it all started with a few exceptions.
That's right. That's right. And it's sad that we are, I would say, pretty much in the same boat today that we started this whole thing over 40 years ago in Colorado, because in 1967 is when it came down in Colorado.
Yep.
So here we are dealing with the same issue of exceptions, and how tragic is that?
Mm. And folks, if there's one issue that Barack Obama and Mitt Romney agree on, is that they'd rather not talk about personhood. That's the one thing they would rather not talk about. So we want you out
Indeed.
There. Grab a pen and a paper. It's 11:30 a.m. at University in Evans near the Duh campus for
right.
the big, big debate, so you can get your
right.
personhood signs and be a part of the forces of light.
Yes, please come out. Come out and help us. Just be there. Grab a sign. We'll be there with, you'll see a tremendously huge sign that we should have on site tomorrow. It's going to be pretty impressive.
Oh, I like that.
And let me just say, too, try to carpool. Try to get yourself down there with a group of friends.
Yeah.
Parking is going to be
difficult. We would imagine it's
going
to be crowded. If you have your own helicopter and you can rappel in, that'd be
right.
the best way to get there.
Drop in. It'll be
carpool,
great.
But carpool, come early, because you may have to walk a few blocks to get to the location. But come on out, folks, 11:30 a.m. University in Evans, and be a voice for the voiceless.
Be a voice for the voiceless. If you cannot be there at 11:30, we will be there literally all day. So if that time doesn't work for you, hey, come out in the afternoon. We'll still be there.
We'll be there.
We'll be on the streets. You'll see us. You will not be able to miss us.
And you'll have the opportunity, perhaps, to engage in debate with college students, which is always fascinating.
It is. And those college students, boy, you know, they've been sold a pack of lies.
Yeah.
And it's been for years and years, decades, really.
Their whole life. Yeah.
All of them. That's all they've heard is the pro-choice propaganda. And we want to give them some reasonable and rational points to ponder. And you know, we believe that this is the generation that needs to hear it. So come
Amen.
On out and help us.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Susan Sutherland, Colorado Right to Life, American Right to Life, Personhood USA. Is there anyone I've missed who's going to be involved?
Yes, my hairdresser.
Bob.
My hairdresser should be there.
She'll be there.
Thank you, Susan Sutherland,
She'll
for
be
sitting
there.
In the first few minutes.
Yes.
Of the show. And Doug, everything you said about the hair gel and all.
Yeah.
Please let the audience know you just made that.
All right, I made up the hair
gel. That's very embarrassing.
But the executive suite and the personal hairdresser is absolutely true.
I have no comment. I have no comment.
So, Bob, the forces of darkness are descending. And as a matter of fact, I think some of them have finished their descent, and they're currently on the Auraria campus. I'm speaking of Cecile, or is it Cecil Richards?
The president of Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
Well, she's a feminist.
Well, if it's Cecil. Well, you know, with this crowd, Bob, they can.
Sometimes
they go from Cecil to Cecile and then maybe even back. You just never know.
Or maybe it might be rude even to want to know if there's a difference.
Yeah, it might be rude to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also,
I had mentioned that on a show, Doug. You didn't know this. You were busy, but Piers Morgan was in the studio last week.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
And I had mentioned in passing that he wanted to know Ahmadinejad. What if one of his kids came home and said, "Dad, I'm a homo."
Yes.
So I said, "Piers, how did your father respond?" And one of our listeners in Michigan got all worked up because he said, "Bob, what evidence do you have?" And I said, "Look, what? I complimented the guy by accident."
That's right.
You know, it used to be if you said somebody was a homo, that was an insult.
That used to be the case.
Today, it's almost like nominating them for a Nobel Prize.
That's right.
It's
so I don't know why
one of the greatest honors. So we conservative Christians, we could freely call people homos at any moment that it strikes us.
Yeah, and we should be
with
able
or
to feel,
without evidence,
and feel good about
it's
it.
It's like giving out compliments, random acts of kindness.
Yeah. Well, you know when it
you
comes
homo,
to
you.
When it comes to homosexuals and those who advocate homosexuality, I kind of take the Bush doctrine.
Yeah.
If you harbor a terrorist, you are a terrorist. If you promote homosexuality,
you well, might be a homo.
You're just as dangerous anyways, just as destructive.
All right, so the president of Planned Parenthood is with a gaggle of pro-aborts, child killers.
A pile of them. Senator Michael Bennett will be there.
Is that the proper collective noun?
I think, well,
for homosexuals.
Well, it's been used
pile,
in a number of different
of
ways.
You have a flock of geese,
yeah,
a school
yeah.
of fish,
yeah.
A pile of homos.
Right.
Does that apply also to pro-aborts?
I'm willing to apply
well,
it right now.
Well, if they're feminist pro-aborts.
Yeah, and Michael like Bennett
Diana
is one of America's leading feminists.
He's a feminist.
Diana DeGette wouldn't miss this for the world. She'll
no.
be there.
So it's
you know who I don't see here is Jared Polis.
Hmm.
I don't see his name here.
Hmm.
I wonder why he was. I wonder why he wasn't. Anyway, yep. Planned Parenthood Action Fund is at the Auraria campus today, right now, as we speak.
Yeah, and we have pro-lifers there also, by the way.
Oh, that so
as
we,
a testimony,
the
as a voice for the innocent.
Light. Yeah,
to record what is happening for the sake of history,
mm-hmm.
the greatest civil rights battle of our day.
Amen.
The battle, the fight to recognize and uphold the God-given right to life. Because if you don't do that, then you're profaning God, because this is the God-given right to life.
That's
and if
right.
you say it doesn't matter, that's what it means to profane God.
Mm.
When God says something and people say, well, that doesn't matter, that's profaning God.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're there to be a witness and a testimony
yes.
and a voice for the innocent. But Doug, that's Auraria campus. A little south
Auraria.
Of Denver, there's, I liked how you put it, duh.
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 Yeah, is that
D? Why did they pick DU? Why didn't they say University of Denver? Duh is so appropriate. The
well,
last time,
why would you say that?
Well,
I've been on the Duh campus.
We were there when Ken Scott had a you know a very high profile hearing.
Oh yes,
with Colorado Appellate Court.
Yes, yes,
and it was just great. He has one of the best attorneys in the country, and Ken, in fact, 700 Club has contacted Ken Scott. They'd like to do a special on the government's use of force aggressively under color of law to persecute pro-life Christians.
Well, good. That word needs to get out.
And, you know, Ken just won his case against the Obama administration, or
yeah.
they lost their case against Ken
what did
Scott.
Did he get a free phone? Was that the settlement?
Yeah.
I don't know. What did he didn't but, get anything, did he? He just got
no.
to not go to prison.
Right, exactly. But he did win, so that'd be part
Praise
of it.
Praise the Lord!
But then also, just real quick, because I want to get to Duh, but CBS News and CNN reported today that with John Roberts and the gang back on the bench in Washington, D.C., that one of the top four cases that court watchers are looking at is the Oklahoma personhood case.
That's a big one.
Very significant, because we know there the state Supreme Court and the Republican Speaker of the House there, if you recall.
I do.
Shut down personhood when personhood was going gangbusters.
Yeah, yeah. They were definitely going to make the ballot in Oklahoma.
Yeah, going to make the ballot down. With signatures, and they had a dual track strategy where they were also had introduced a personhood bill.
That's right, in the legislature.
And it passed the Senate. It had overwhelming support in the House. The Republican pro-life governor said it'd be signed into law, and the Republican Speaker of the House killed the bill in the House.
And the Supreme Court stopped the petition.
Even allow them to continue getting signatures.
And I believe they quoted some big Supreme Court cases from years gone by in their decision, opening up. Well, it could be very fascinating.
Yeah, so it is neat that CNN and CBS News have stated that the Oklahoma personhood case is one of the top four cases being watched at the Supreme Court. Now, they might have a motive because they hate Mitt Romney.
Yes.
And tomorrow's the presidential debates. We'll be there.
Yeah.
And, Doug, they want personhood to come up in the debates.
Oh, I think CNN absolutely would love personhood.
They want personhood. So for them to say, to put it in a 24-hour news cycle, but even if this weren't the case, it's true anyway. The personhood case is, you know, thanks to Personhood USA, they have taken the meager beginnings of personhood in Colorado with Colorado Right to Life and turned it into a bona fide nationwide movement and a worldwide movement.
Amen.
Such that so far this year, 23,000 blogs and articles, from the smaller blogs to the biggest international media outlets, 23 have been written about personhood. 23,000.
23,000.
This year so far.
Praise the Lord. It's awesome.
It's very exciting. So, Doug, duh.
Yeah, duh.
Duh.
Last time I was at Duh was about 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And we debated students from DU's business school for hours and hours and hours regarding the fact that the sitting president of the United States had legitimately been accused of rape, if you remember. I think I think you might have been there.
Yeah.
I remember at the time thinking, these children are going to destroy the country. And here we are 12 years later.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you look at what's going on and make your own decision. But I was terrified at the time at the mindset of the average duh student.
Yeah.
It was scary then.
And in fact, and we were there 8 years ago with the presidential debate, and Bill Clinton's pastor, actually it was Hillary and George W. Bush's pastor.
Oh, yeah.
The Foundry United Methodist Church in Washington, D.C. Oh, yeah. Hillary and George W. Bush went the same, you know, denomination.
That's odd for such polar opposite politicians to be going to the same
opposite
church.
Pro-abortion.
Sarcasm.
I mean, George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton are best buds.
Yeah, that's right.
So I don't know how opposite they can
be. No, that was dripping with sarcasm.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But so Clinton's pastor is the interim president at DU School of Theology, ILF.
No way.
He was. Philip Waugeman.
Waugeman, yes, I remember now.
And, of course, would only defend Bill Clinton, who was credibly charged with violent rape.
Yes, he was.
But, Doug, the last time I went to the campus, well, actually, last time I talked with a DU professor of psychology was 9 days ago.
Really?
Yeah. She teaches psychology as it relates to the criminal justice system.
Okay. Well, that's a booming industry.
It sure
it is. Yeah.
You know, domestic violence classes, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It is a booming industry.
Oh, it's huge. I'm sure a lot of graduates are going to go
and
on. And
here's
big
what she said.
Job.
She said, you know what? Kids need to have access to all information. There's no such thing as an evil idea. There's nothing too bad to put in a book that kids shouldn't have access to. I said, except for child pornography, right? And she was her husband was there too.
Uh-huh.
She was a bit taken aback, and I got to explain to her how I debated the executive director of Colorado ACLU, who their policy was to go ahead and allow child pornography to be sold.
Wow.
So these people don't have a moral foundation.
And she's educating the next generation of...
Right, criminal justice psychologists.
Wow. See, that had to be scary. So 10 years from now, what kind of fruit is that going to produce? I mean, just ponder that for a moment.
Do you remember the number one most popular course on campus at DU, at Duh? You remember? We were...
Native American studies, women, Latino studies.
I remember getting the student paper and reading on the front page. They were so proud.
Oh, you mean for real?
For real.
Oh,
the number one most popular course was remedial English. Is remedial English. And Doug, this is their mother tongue.
You would think.
We're not talking about remedial Latin or Greek roots. We're talking about English. It is a condemnation of the entire government education system.
Yes, as if any more were needed.
That the most expensive school in Colorado and their number one course is remedial English.
Well,
that's like verbs and nouns.
Right. Didn't you give reason number 163 just last week to keep your kids out of the public school?
Yeah. So that must be 164.
Yeah.
All right. So, Doug, what do we have?
Wait a second. I want it, before we move away from the environs of higher education, have you heard about this professor who went ballistic at the university? Have you heard about this?
Oh, Michigan State perversity.
Yeah, now we can't really tell the whole story because it's too vulgar.
It's too disgusting.
But a Michigan professor, John McCarthy, he teaches Calculus 1. Calc 1,
I think. This is in Lansing?
Yeah, in Lansing, Michigan. at that Michigan...
Michigan State Perversity. I've been there on campus.
You're right. Michigan State Perversity.
We videotaped Get Out of the Matrix, Doug. We have a DVD from on campus debating a philosophy class and their professor.
Yeah. Well, this guy stripped off portions of his clothing and started screaming, "There is no God," and it was quite the scene.
Yes.
Yeah. So someone emailed me this morning and asks, what do you think? Is the guy a pothead or is he an atheist?
Right.
And I said, well, pot plus atheism plus an academic career equals psychological meltdown at some point.
Mental illness.
And he had it.
Right.
Pretty embarrassing.
So we don't know, but it's like accusing him of being a homo. It would only be a random act of kindness to assume he's a pothead.
That's right.
But he very well could be a pothead with a mental breakdown.
Yeah, he had a meltdown, and he was angry at God for some reason.
Like, what does God have to do with derivatives?
Yeah.
He's in the middle. It's a math class.
It's calculus.
Of all,
yeah, calculus. How can calculus make you mad at God? I don't know. I think there's something else going on with this
guy. The guy who invented calculus devoted his life to showing the evidence that God created the world in the recent past. Isaac Newton.
That's right. It was Isaac Newton. I just bought my 11-year-old daughter a biography of Isaac Newton.
Oh,
she's going to start reading that.
Very interesting.
So maybe that's it. He got back to his Newtonian roots, and as an atheist, he just flipped out. He couldn't take it. Anyway, that's just a reason number 164 to keep your children out of the government education system.
All right.
Specifically Michigan State Perversity.
All right.
And now, do we go back to Duh?
To Duh.
Duh.
We'll be there tomorrow. Susan Sutherland announced that they need help.
Yep.
And so I've changed my schedule, my plans for tomorrow. I plan on being there. People could be there at what, University in Evans?
University in Evans will be gathering at 11:30 a.m. And then we'll have the Forces of Light will be there all day into the afternoon. Come on down.
There's an Einstein bagel coffee shop there.
Yeah.
So there's no boycott against Einstein, is there?
No, not yet. As far as we know,
still I could finally get a cup of coffee after that show you forced me to do six months
ago. That's too bad.
With the Starbucks boycott, I haven't had a Starbucks since then, Doug. But that's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you forced my hand on that.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're not drinking Starbucks.
They're promoting homo everything.
Yeah. We used to buy their, the beans that you take home.
Yeah.
But we've switched to another brand, and I hadn't noticed. I think the other brand is just fine.
I think Starbucks coffee is bitter.
Yeah.
And what I learned from that, remember I brought a venti.
Venti, yeah.
A venti not pike.
Not a poquito.
No, a venti. That's Italian for 20 ounce.
Oh, 20.
Venti, 20.
Oh, well, you learn something new every day.
So I brought a venti pike in,
yeah,
black coffee like I always would get.
Yeah.
And you said, Bob, don't drink that coffee. We got to do this story. There's a boycott against Starbucks. So we went out, poured it down a sewer.
That's right.
And I learned from many liberals all over the country that is a pollutant.
Oh,
that this is bad for Mother Earth.
Bad for the environment.
They were so angry that I would pour Starbucks down the sewer.
Right.
And I learned it's bad for Mother Earth.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that. People actually drink that stuff.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
You make the alligators in the sewer system jittery.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't have those here in Colorado.
No. You got to go to Florida.
All right. So join the Forces of Light tomorrow, 11:30 a.m., University in Evans near the DU campus, where we'll have signs, we'll have literature, and we'll have our voices and our intellects informed by the living God so that we can shine a light into the darkness.
Yes.
You know, this whole gathering in Denver may be the best evidence yet for Lawrence Krauss's dark matter. This is the only evidence I've seen for dark matter is the fact that you got Spitzer and Obama and Cecile Rich all descending upon our city.
But Doug, we've got now the show summaries up for both of the Lawrence Krauss atheist physicist interviews.
Yes.
Part one and part two, just getting fabulous comments. It's going all over the country.
You know what I noticed? I listened, by the way, to part two
a day
ago. Downloaded it on the internet.
Just go to kgov.com. Look at Friday's show. It's all there.
Lawrence Krauss, and you were very, very gentle with him. And he tended to really filibuster, and he would talk faster and faster and faster until I had to go and rewind it just to figure out what was this guy saying. He was talking so fast.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought it was excellent. Well done. The fundamentalist Bible teacher who dropped out of ASU due to boredom really held his own against the theoretical physicist PhD. I thought you did a great job.
Emphasis on the theoretical. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And so we, you know, we found out what's their metal? What do they have to defend their godless worldview? And it turns out they oversell everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Doug, our telethon, we're up to $10,600.
The Bob Enyart Live Fall Telethon continues.
Yes. And if somebody subscribes to one of our Bible studies or videos,
yeah,
or a gift of $50 or more, we mentioned that DVD, Get Out of the Matrix,
yeah,
where I debated a college philosophy class and their professor, mm-hmm, for an hour. We got it on DVD. You can get that as a free gift if you make a subscription.
Yep.
Just say, I'd like the Get Out of the Matrix DVD.
Yep. So go to kgov.com, click on the store, or yeah, you can call us at 1-800-836-9278. Make a donation. Subscribe to one of the monthly teaching programs.
Yeah.
You will not regret it. It's a bargain at twice the price.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bob, Steve Dace,
yeah,
recently in town. As the,
yeah,
forces of light gathered a few weeks back, Steve Dace,
right,
was in town. He's got a new article.
He was interviewed by Business Insider.
Business Insider.
And they say they went to the top conservative, Iowa's conservative kingmaker, Steve Dace,
yeah,
nationally syndicated radio host, and they're asking him all about Mitt Romney, what's going on with the campaign.
Yeah.
Steve's got some great input.
He does. Now, they ask him, if Romney loses the election, Mr. Dace, what effect will that have on the Republican Party, both in Iowa and nationally?
Yes, yeah, so he says this. This is Dace's answer. There is civil war coming in the Republican Party, ooh, on a grand scale. Look no further than the carnage in the Republican primaries. Good point.
Yeah.
He says, if Romney loses, the establishment Bastille is stormed just seconds after midnight on November 7th.
Give me a pitchfork. I'll take my pitchfork. The,
yeah,
the establishment Bastille. Steve has a way with words.
Yeah, he's educated.
A lot of times when he says something, there really is,
he's educated.
Say.
Don't misunderestimate Steve.
I hope he's right. And he says even if Romney wins, it's just going to delay the Civil War till the first time he violates conservative orthodoxy, mm-hmm, on a major policy issue.
Yeah.
And I pray he's right.
Yeah.
Win, lose, or draw, the Republican Party needs to be taught a lesson.
Yeah, and so Dace says, they ask him, do you think Romney can recover? Because he's doing badly, and Steve gives examples.
Yeah.
And he says he's not a culture warrior.
No.
He's not a conservative.
He's not.
He's not a man of deep political conviction. He's just out for himself.
Yeah, he's a guy who knows how to make a lot of money and make other people a lot of money. And that's who the Republicans think we need, and I think they're wrong. And Mr. Dace knows that they're wrong.
The Bible says, what good are great revenues, vast revenues, mm-hmm, with injustice?
Yeah.
It'd be like if you're in Germany and there's a hatred of the Jews and you just keep focusing on, we need to improve the economy.
Yeah.
It's like you missed the boat.
They've missed the point.
When you do right morally, the economy tends to improve.
That's right. And look at it in your own life and in your own family. When you live a morally upright life, you're
right,
able to work harder, make smarter business decisions,
right,
and make more money.
When you don't, you get divorced, you lose the house,
that's
you lose,
right,
the job, there's, mm-hmm, an addiction,
yeah,
there's all kinds of immorality.
It's typically an economic problem is typically just a manifestation of other issues
of
underlying.
Deeper moral issues and spiritual issues.
And Mitt Romney is certainly not the man to lead on those issues.
You know, for those who are determined to vote for the lesser of two evils, I don't know how you could pull the lever for Barack Obama. I just don't know how you could do that. But I am thankful, Doug, that a lot of conservatives, I'm getting email because of the Pro-Life Profiles website.
Right.
I'm getting so much email from people saying, thank you for telling the truth about Mitt Romney. And we're doing an interview with, I haven't mentioned who it is, but a leading conservative pro-lifer saying, hey, don't be deceived into voting for the lesser of two evils.
Oh, now that's
not
a,
again.
That's a good tease.
That's
up. I'll be waiting for that.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
All right. Thank you, Doug McBurney.
Thanks, Bob. God bless everybody out there.
The telethon is so important. $10,600 on our way to $30,000. We need your help. And tomorrow, help out Colorado Right to Life. God bless you guys.
Can you help keep Bob Enyart on the air for another year? I know you can do it. Every subscription, we're giving away Bob's brand new video on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Have you ever wondered what happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Have you ever wondered why it is that God put that tree in the midst of the garden? I've wondered a lot of things about the Tree of the Knowledge of Good and Evil, and Bob's brand new video version of his insightful teaching on the Tree of the Knowledge of Good and Evil is free for anyone who subscribes to any of our monthly subscriptions. Folks, I know you get a lot out of Bob Enyart Live, and it's time to pay a little bit forward. Help keep Bob Enyart Live on the air. Call us up or go to kgov.com, subscribe to one of Bob's monthly teaching series, or just make a donation, $5, $10, $5,000, $10,000. It's the Bob Enyart Telethon. We need your help to keep on the air. God bless you.